Ultimate Trivia Podcast.
Welcome to the Ultimate Trivia Podcast, the show where knowledge is power and laughter is the real MVP. I am your host, Andy. We got the whole crew here in the studio tonight. Nicholas, we're going to start with you tonight.
Hey.
How you feeling?
Good, good. And you? Good.
I'm great. We're going to continue getting to know the guys here a little bit. Nick, I want you to describe your sweet tooth.
Ooh, minimal. I'd go homemade cookies. That would be my go-to. Yeah, some homemade baked goods. It's hard for me to pass them up. I don't have much of a sweet tooth. Yeah. I really don't.
So yeah, I mean, candy and things like that couldn't mind. What about a donut? How do you feel about
it? I'm a cake donut guy.
Cake donut. But you are a fan of donuts. The sweet.
Take or leave it. I don't care for them. They don't do much for me.
Scotty, how we doing, baby? Dr. Scott.
Doing well. Can I use my time to just make fun of Nick's answers? Yeah. I mean, cake, donut, come on.
That's my preference. Not a donut.
Cake or a donut, make a decision.
Don't need to be fried.
That's right.
Scotty, I'm so fat I need cake and a donut cake.
Donuts are just the scourge of nutrition.
What is that? Cake with a hole in it? No, it's a cake donut.
Oh, Dr. Scott is on fire tonight already. Yeah. Speaking of fire, spicy food.
Spicy food?
Yeah, what comes to mind?
Oh, well, I feel like we cover this every other week.
Spicy food?
Yeah, I don't think buffalo wings.
No. I'm just like what level? Give me a 1 to 10 of what your sweet spot.
Okay, well, as I've gotten older, it just seems ridiculous to eat something that, you know, makes you want to drink a gallon of milk or water. Yeah,
I agree.
So I like flavor more than spice.
I find it.
How's that for an old man answer?
That is a perfect answer. I find it incredibly weird that we judge a man's manhood based on what tolerance of spicy food he has. But chili, give me a scale 1 to 10 number. One number. Where should chili be on the spice scale?
I would go 7.
Oh my! Wow, that is significantly higher than I would go.
I like a little spice in my chili.
Wanted to punch.
I don't know if 7 is a little. I mean, to me, it's a tick more than little.
Staring at a death nut, I'd assume that'd be somewhere in the 9 to 10 up here. The death nut challenge. That's probably a 9 to 10. So we're approaching that level, I would
think. Okay.
I think the hot ones order. I think 7 is the bomb, actually.
Eight anyway. Is the bomb. But yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes. All right. Kelly Ray in the corner.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, buddy. Road trip or flight, but the flight has a layover.
How long is the road trip?
Let's call it 10 hours. So it's a 2-hour flight with a layover in the middle or a 10-hour road trip.
I'd still go road trip, even,
you're getting there faster, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's just more work time. To it.
And I mean, it depends on who you're with, friends and or family.
Yeah.
I mean, little kids might be a little taxing, but still you have a good experience, stories to tell throughout that road trip. So, and we always did road trips growing up. So that'd be my choice.
Love road tripping. Sarah and I love it. B Q.
What's up, bud?
Moose. Give me your sleep routine. Do we need white noise? Are we covers on, covers off? You wear PJs or is it nothing but Brian on there?
It depends on the weather, what I'm wearing.
Okay.
Like winter, cold, so I'm usually t-shirt.
We're inside. Think inside so your temperature controlled.
I like the PJ pants in the winter though.
Okay. Yeah. No kidding.
No covers to start. End up with covers eventually.
I see Brian wearing a shirt and no bottoms.
Yeah.
I feel like that's his move.
He's so, Winnie the Poohing it. Right.
That's how I eat ice cream.
Just shirt dogging it.
What are you doing with pants on? This is a no pants party.
Oh, what a great scene from Anchorman, too. Anyway, that's the crew. As I mentioned, I'm Andy. This is the Ultimate Trivia Podcast, I think. And we got a question of the week that came in from a listener. Pro-Am's got it for us.
I do. This one came in from Travis. Okay. He wants to know, who do you think was more influential in 1990s pop culture, Nirvana or Seinfeld?
Oh, so I didn't think about
juggernauts. What were you saying, B?
Nirvana. If you're talking about...
You got that answer locked in.
Well, I'm just saying, if you go all time, I guess, more of a debate, but just for the 90s... I have to go to Nirvana.
That is a good point. Like, my head went to Seinfeld just because it's so quotable.
And I love Seinfeld, but
pop culture.
But Nirvana, so much music came from that or was influenced by it. Or, you know.
Yeah. I mean, no, there's a new genre of music and it changed the way it changed clothing.
Yeah.
They changed fashion.
Fashion styles.
Yeah. I mean, that's big.
Remember Vince Neil from Motley Crue going in for a meeting with the record company. And he's like, usually I'm in this boardroom. There's pictures of us. And he's like, we can't. It's like nothing but Nirvana and stuff. And he's like, that's when I knew things had changed.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I go with Nirvana.
I mean, I think I would go with Nirvana as well, but I'll play devil's advocate. Mm-hmm. I guess it doesn't really apply directly to the 90s. But if you go all time, Seinfeld is often considered, at least critically, as the number one sitcom of all time.
Hard to argue.
True.
So, Nirvana, you'll probably have some people who would argue, but I would say most people would not argue they're the greatest band of all time.
No.
So,
what? Whoa. That is a statement that we cannot glaze over. Nirvana is the greatest band of all time.
I think most people would not say Nirvana is the greatest band.
Only half paying attention.
But we're talking about influence. So I know exactly what you're saying. I get that.
Just trying to play devil's advocate. I also go with Lean Nirvana, but if I was trying to poke some bears in the room, that's what I would say.
Yeah.
No, I like that. It's good.
If anything, I would think Friends probably had more influence than Seinfeld. Because, again, it changed fashion. Rachel had a haircut.
That's a great point, actually. Like, I think Seinfeld's way better, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But, like, I think Friends, there's kids a couple years ago, kids, like, in high school wearing Friends shirts. They came back. They became popular.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't see Seinfeld.
Sure.
I agree. That's a great point, Nick. Great point.
Yeah. Hmm. All right. So Nirvana's the answer, I guess.
I think so.
Well, we solved that issue for now.
Oh, that was easy. That
Kelly,
was
you got anything on that?
He's hosting. We don't need to hear from him.
Right. I was never a big fan of Seinfeld. I'm a fan now because of you guys. Mm-hmm. So in the 90s, I experienced very little Seinfeld. Wasn't a huge Nirvana fan, and I didn't appreciate them until way after. I mean, if I were to say in the 90s, my answer would be Nirvana.
Yeah. Okay. No. Well, there you go. Locked and loaded, baby. Never have to answer that question ever again. That was definitive. Well, who was that again?
That was from Travis.
Ah, Travis from the others. That's right. That is right. I forgot about that. Well, thank you, Travis, for sending that in. And if you want to send a question in, the best way to do that is through any of the social medias. Pretty easy to find us there. Or the Ultimate Trivia Podcast at gmail.com. You have the option to go to the website, which I think is how we got this one, in fact. TheUltimateTriviaPodcast.com. You can leave us a note or be the first one. We don't have one yet. I really want one.
Voicemail?
Give us a voicemail. Yes, we want to put you on air asking us the question.
Ideas, whatever you want to
do. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay. I think my time has come to an end. Kelly, this is your episode, baby.
Yep. So, boys, basically, it's a general trivia.
Okay.
When I started it, so it's basically my idea was numbers and geography. So a lot of the geography questions are based off numbers. So
they are.
The answers are.
Okay.
And an idea I had before about revisiting some questions that we had. Oh. So sprinkled in there are some questions that we've had, probably about maybe half of them. Are questions that we've had before. So this
I get to feel dumb so many times over.
Shows how much you pay attention and if you retain information or remember that, because I went back to a couple episodes to check a couple questions, and yeah, so that's where we're at.
The questions you chose that we got wrong, did we all get these questions?
No, I didn't say anybody got them wrong. It's just questions that we've visited. Some got them right, some got them wrong.
And where could you find those old episodes? Plug it.
Where do you get your podcast? That's right. Or our website where they're all categorized, listeners. Thank you, Brian.
Cha-ching.
All right, let's do it.
All right, we're going to start off with the numbers.
Hold on, baby.
There you go.
Stepping all over my thunder, bro. Let's do it all over again. It's time for the...
Well timed.
Got to be kidding me.
I think you should leave that in there. That was 100% perfect.
Leaving all that was of this perfect. In. Do I have your highness's permission to begin the trivia now? Let's do it. It's time for the main event, our 10-question trivia game on random trivia with numbers and geography and revisited questions.
Sure.
There we go.
Title.
You're going to have to work with Pro-Am on how to title that bad boy. Here's how it works. Kelly's going to read out the question. We will write our answers on our whiteboards, and when he says reveal, we'll have to show our answers. If we get it right, I believe Nick is keeping score.
Got it.
And if we get it wrong, that's when the real fun begins. Let's see who ends up on top today. We start with our donations. Pro-Am, who are we toasting today?
Tonight, our donor is Marcus. Thank you so much, Marcus. We toast you.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I think he bought us 2 rounds, as a matter of fact, so we might have his name out there again.
Appreciate it.
All right. Question number one, K-Ray. Let's have it.
All right. There are two lines of latitude that mark the northern and southernmost points where the sun can be directly overhead at noon, occurring during the winter and summer solstices. What are these two lines of latitude called, and what is the number of degrees that those latitudes are?
Get out.
They're both the same, north and south. So you get a total of 3 points. Name the north one, and you have to tell me which one's north and which one's south.
What?
How many points is this total worth?
3.
3 points. One for each name.
Two lines of latitude that mark in the northern and southern hemisphere. Okay. Points where the sun is the highest point and the southernmost point, where at noon, the sun is directly ahead.
Okay.
Above you. So name those 2 points of latitude, north and south. And you have to tell me which one's north and which one's south, and the degrees that they lie.
Uh-oh, my marker's dying.
So how many total answers should we have?
3.
3.
The north line of latitude, the south line of latitude, and the degrees that they lie.
I know I'm wrong because of the question, but I'm going to stick with what I got.
I'm going to need a marker.
I'm confused.
Andrew.
Yeah, thanks. Already,
I'm not even sure what, how many answers
that
really
be a commentary on how we're going to do.
I'm going to do awful on this one. It's going to be epic.
Name the north line of latitude that I'm trying to describe, the south line of latitude that I'm describing, and the degrees. They both lie at the same degrees, north and south.
I'm just singing Jimmy Buffett in my head now. Like, I got nothing.
Latitude.
You know, anybody got? Yeah, that's all. I'm just thinking of Jimmy Buffett now. I love Jimmy Buffett.
Everybody has an answer.
Yeah.
Let's reveal. Scott has the Tropic of Cancer north and the Tropic of Capricorn south at 120 degrees. Nick has the North Pole and the South Pole 0 degrees.
Yeah, that's.
Andy has a Tropic of Cancer north, Tropic of Capricorn south,
30
degrees. Yeah. Brian has longitude and latitude north south 180 degrees. So we have 2 correct answers. With each get 2 points. The north line is the Tropic of Cancer, and the south is the Tropic of Capricorn. And they both sit at 23.5 degrees.
Man. Wow, threw a half on us.
So they got 2, but they didn't get the number.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
So they each got 2 points.
Nice.
Just so I get a feel for it. Was that supposed to be a layup?
No. Ironically, a side reference.
I thought so.
So what is the equator degrees-wise? Is that 0?
Sure.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out how you get 23.5. That's all.
Well, I mean,
that is a good question.
When you're counting degrees, you know, every line of latitude is a certain amount of degrees north. Right. And in between them, there's minutes and seconds in between each line of latitude.
You know I don't speak Spanish.
So, so basically, that's where the tropics zone is, north and south, you know. That's all the, basically.
Do you have any more latitude questions?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Never mind.
So we will not discuss.
And we're out.
Yeah. I otherwise had a question. Yeah.
All right. Question number 2. What are the 2 lines that divide the Earth into equal hemispheres?
Dang.
So that one line divides the hemisphere between the north and southern hemispheres, and one line divides the Earth in between eastern and western hemispheres.
What are the 2 lines?
What are they called? So this is worth 2 points. One is a line of latitude. One is a line of longitude.
Damn, those are my answers.
I knew that part.
That's second.
No idea.
Did you write North and South Pole again?
He did. Did you?
I did not. Okay.
Kind of hoping he did.
I know.
My goal is to do a trivia where I just have the same answer on my board the whole time.
Wow. You want to play a trivia where that's
yeah, true? I mean, I should have done that you for Saved by the Bell.
Absolutely. He has just no idea, so he just keeps writing the same answer.
Yeah.
All right. I think I'm right.
Yeah, okay.
I think so.
Does everybody have an answer down? Two answers down?
Got one.
Okay. All right, we can reveal. Scott has the equator. It looks like Ecuador.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
Prime Meridian.
You're right.
Nick has the equator, and I can't see your board. Prime Meridian.
Nick is
Andy
amazed.
Has the equator and the Prime Meridian. Brian has the equator. There are three correct answers and one partial answer. It is the equator, which sits at 0 degrees latitude, and the Prime Meridian, which sits at 0 degrees longitude.
I don't think Nick should get credit because he's so surprised. Did you get a point for getting one
right? Or just... Yes.
Okay. Oh, is that a two-pointer?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So everybody got two, and Brian got one.
Yeah.
Nice job. Where'd that come from, Nick?
I have no idea. Like, Prime Meridian, I don't know why it was in my head.
I blacked out.
It was in my head for some reason.
And the Prime Meridian basically goes from North Pole to South Pole, 0 degrees, and on the other side...
International Dateline?
Well, it's considered the same line, but it's at a different degree.
Right, but I think...
So that would be halfway around the world. Mm-hmm. What would that degree be? Does anybody know?
180?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So. Boom! Take that, Nick.
Extra point.
Yeah, that's right.
I think... They're self-explanatory.
One half of that Prime Meridian, and correct me if I'm wrong, is the International Dateline where it turns from one day to the next with the time zones. Well, I might be stepping all that, over here.
No, it's that line, basically.
Okay.
The sun is hot.
Fireball.
Never been disputed. All right, question number three. I feel bad about this question now.
Oh boy. Great.
What is another name for the Prime Meridian recognized at the International Meridian Conference from 1884? So what is another name for the Prime Meridian? It runs through a town, and it's basically starts the time zones.
Okay.
Can we read that one more time?
What is another name for the Prime Meridian recognized at the International Meridian Conference from 1884? That's where they sat down and named and discussed what the lines of latitude and longitude will be.
I was there.
No.
Man. Okay. What's up, Nick?
Nick is mad at me.
He's just, not angry at all.
This is stupid.
Not angry at all.
Yeah.
I get to learn.
Don't know.
Put the wrong thing down first. Dummy.
I understand the question, but I don't know the answer.
Yeah, gotcha.
All right, let's reveal, guys. Scott has International Dateline. Nick has International Dateline. Andy has International Dateline. Everybody has International Dateline.
Dang it.
The correct answer is the Greenwich Meridian.
Greenwich.
Because it stands for Greenwich Mean Time.
That makes
sense. And it's in the town where the Royal Observatory is, and that's where they had this conference to
That was decipher a good, that was actually a good hint on your part.
So I knew he was looking for a town, and I had no idea what the town was.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So basically, like I said, it was discussed in this conference back in the day where this is where ships determined how they were located on the earth.
Oh, okay.
And it was always observed because England had the biggest navy forever, and a majority of countries use that system. So, and it went through the Royal Observatory in Greenwich, England. And that's where it started.
Who, this might be a question, I doubt it. Who governs international nation boundaries?
I do not know that. Mm-hmm.
The UN, I don't
know. Everything is just free, fair game out in the middle of the
New World Order.
Yeah.
The New World Order. The Masons.
You're saying like mainly international the Masons, waters, you're saying? Like,
yeah. I know a country I think can claim up to 2 miles off their coast as their own. I think that's something like that from remembering from when I took a cruise, but then, from there.
Right.
Research is showing United Nations, and there is specifically United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea.
Maritime
law. Makes sense because they prosecute wartime, war criminals too. Go on. Thank you.
All right. Question number four. What is the tallest place on Earth in feet? And I will give you a plus or minus 1,000. And this was definitely a question we had. I believe it was a tiebreaker.
So you want a number.
I want a number.
Not
in
the
feet.
Not the actual thing.
Not the actual place.
You don't want the place?
No, I want the number in feet, and I'll give you plus or minus 1,000 feet on this one.
Thank you for that.
This was the tallest. What is the tallest place on Earth in feet?
And you don't want the location. You want how tall?
I want how tall. I mean, you can tell me what it is. We all know what it is. This was a tiebreaker that we had.
Yeah. I remember what Kelly put.
I was going to say, I remember what you put.
you guys were in the tiebreaker.
Yeah, I hate your guys' memory.
Give me the tallest place on Earth in feet, and I'll let you plus or minus 1,000 feet.
Wait a minute, was this my trivia?
I'm trying to think of the episode. I don't remember. Maybe.
All right, everybody got an answer?
Sure.
Sir, yes, sir.
Scott has 18,346. Nick has 15,890. Andy has 29,100. Brian has 5,871. We do have a correct answer, and it is Andy.
Well, whatever.
I mean, obviously, there's some different numbers, but
I guess 26,000.
You got the exact number?
Yeah. I mean, officially, most recognized within a 50 feet is 29,032 feet.
32.
And what is it?
29,032 feet.
Oh, like, is there
a
name for it?
Mount Everest.
I was thinking 30,000.
I'm sorry. My bad. My bad.
What's that?
I was thinking 30,000 to start with.
Yeah, he guessed 32. I guessed 26 because we split the difference.
Yes.
It was Scott because he said, you guys are going to have to figure out your own.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
I don't want to. Is it the trench?
I'm
saying like deeper that way than the other way?
That's
I don't want to.
Here's question number 5.
Sorry.
Oh, there you go.
What is the lowest place on Earth in the ocean?
By measure.
And I want the name. And if you can give me the feet, I'll give you a plus or minus 3,000 on that one.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant points. I thought you were making a joke.
No. So it's worth 2 points. I want the name of it. And then I want the feet. Plus or minus. I'll give you a plus or minus 3,000 on that number.
Are you trying to think of the measurement or the place?
I know the place.
Okay.
You can get a point.
For each.
Okay.
Correct.
And I think I have heard the distance between the lowest point and the highest point. So I'm trying to work that math out.
Yeah, the clock's ticking, bud.
Yep. No, it's not. We can edit all my math out.
Carry the one.
Okay. Okay, I think I got it.
All right, everybody has two answers and, mm-hmm. and a place and a number?
Sure.
Yep.
Scott, Mariana Trench, 38,500 feet. Nick has Mariana's Trench, 42,000 feet. Andy has Mariana's Trench, 32,000 feet. Brian has Mariana Trench, 43,000 feet. So it is Mariana Trench. It's specifically a place called Challenger Deep, but it's in the Mariana Trench, which is more widely recognized. And the actual answer, obviously, depend on where you look at, 35,876 feet.
Look at that.
So Scott is within it. Mm-hmm. Andy?
Just missed it.
What'd you get?
32,000. You gave us plus or minus 3, so I was at 35 is my top end.
So everybody gets 1 point. Scott gets 2.
Got it.
Scott, kidding me over there, that guy.
This is a guess.
So
yeah, I think it's 11 miles is where my head was, right? From the lowest to the tallest point.
Pretty much, 5 miles.
5+ miles up Mount Everest.
6 miles down, mm-hmm.
That's where I went with.
So we're going to hear from our sponsors, and then we'll get a score check right after that.
All right, so after 5, Brian, you have 2. I have 3. Andy and Scotty both have 6.
Uh-oh.
Nice. Oh, game.
Uh-huh. Nice.
All right, boys, you ready for this exciting trivia? Seems like
you're blowing Brian away.
I don't have 0, so I'm happy.
Yeah, amen, brother.
All right, number 6. How many recognized independent countries are there in North America? And I will give you a multiple choice if you want. I have that ready.
Well, yeah, I'll take multiple choice. But we have to agree on that probably, don't we?
So you're looking for the number of countries in North America?
In North America.
I'm okay with multiple choice.
Sure, that's fine.
All right, we'll go A, 37, B, 32, C, 17, or D, 23?
And the actual question again?
How many recognized independent countries are there in North America?
Thank you.
And read the answers one more time.
A, 37, B, 32, C, 17, D, 23.
It wasn't too far off my the number I wrote down to start with.
So it was in between the top and the bottom of that one?
Yes. The number I wrote down was a difference of 3. That's how close I was. So
okay.
Hopefully I'm okay.
How confident are you?
No, not at all.
Not very, very low.
Yeah.
Can you give me all the selections again, please? I don't need the question. Well, you can read the question. Yeah.
How many recognized independent countries are there in North America? A, 37, B, 32, C, 17, D, 23. Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody got an answer down?
Yeah.
Scott's finishing up. All right, let's reveal, guys. Scott has 23. Nick has 23. Andy has 32. Brian has 17. The correct answer is 23.
Oh, very good.
So that's from the factsinstitute.com, recognized by the CA and World Affairs. I'm not going to name them all, but there are like probably, I think they said 12 to 20 nations that are not recognized or something in dispute. But 23 is the commonly recognized number.
Central America, technically a part of North or South?
It's North America.
It is.
Central America goes all the way down to Panama.
Right. Which I knew that. Yes. I just didn't know which continent it was assigned to officially.
North America.
Countries in the world? Am I gonna...
Is that a later question?
That was a 2-something. Sorry. My bad. I'm sorry.
Pro-Am.
Question number 7. All right. I'm just going to... this answer, name as many as you can. How many Great Lakes are there? Name them.
Okay.
So just name them. You get a point for each one. This was also a previously asked question.
Yeah.
And we even discussed how to remember it.
Man, I cannot spell.
This is my trivia. Spelling matters.
No dice, brother.
I'm kidding.
I know. All right.
How many Great Lakes are there? Name them.
Oh, you.
Well,
is the number also an answer or just naming them sufficient?
I just want you to name them. Okay. You get a point for each one.
Got
it. Okay. See, points if you don't get them all, you still get.
I'll give you a point for each one.
Okay.
I thought about doing that differently where how many are there? If you got that right, then you can name them.
Ooh.
But. We're just going to go with how you get a point for each one you name.
If you know them and someone doesn't know the right number, that is quite a, you're outpacing.
Correct. Yeah.
Hang on, chilling.
Field.
I mean, I know the answer, but spelling matters to me, so.
Does it?
Since when?
I don't know.
Who are you?
At least want to try to spell it right.
Do with my friend.
All right. Name the Great Lakes. Everybody got an answer?
Nick, you got all 13?
Holy crap.
Way off.
Reveal. I tell you what, instead of reading all of them out, I'll read the correct answers and you check yourself.
Got it.
Great. Got them.
Obviously, this was a question before and we discussed how to remember the name.
Yeah, mnemonic device of homes.
Yeah. Huron, Ontario, Michigan, Erie, and Superior.
Boom!
10.
Right. 4.
What'd you
miss? I knew there were 5. I just couldn't remember Ontario.
I got 3.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
5.
5 for Scott. Okay.
You're so annoying, Doc. 5.
Andy gets
5. Because we're tied?
Yeah. Yeah. Go away, would you? You're like a gnat.
What'd you get?
4. I mean, this is one of the few things that stuck with me.
Wait,
from
did you guys say you're tied?
Aren't we?
No, he's up by 1.
That's true.
Oh.
After, because I got both.
Yeah. The trench.
Nick, how many did you get? 3?
I got 3.
All right. That's after question 7. We're going to do that again. This is a little more difficult. Name the states that border the Gulf of Mexico.
Ooh, I like that. Good question.
Hey.
I mean, name as many as you think, but you're gonna only get a good point for the ones that you actually do. I'm not gonna dock you for if you name one that doesn't touch.
I feel like there should be more than what I have.
Geography.
I know.
Look at a map.
Yeah.
Looking at a map in my head right now.
That's the hard part. I don't have one.
Is it?
You're not going to tell us how many there should be?
Yeah, okay.
No.
Oh. Got it.
So you can name as many as you want if you get the...
Yeah.
The ones
name all 50?
Yeah.
So we're going to do the whole thing, you're just going to read them off?
Seattle.
Yeah, we'll do the same thing. I'll read the correct answers. You check yourself.
Before you wreck yourself.
Everybody got answers down? Mm-hmm. Scott, yes, you still thinking?
No, I'm good.
Okay, let's reveal, guys. All right. Everybody has their answers down. I will just go ahead and reveal, and I'll tell you how many you guys got when we get done. Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas.
Five total.
So there are five.
Did you have them all done?
Yep.
Scott got all five. Wait. Nick, how many did you get?
I got three.
Nick got three. Andy?
What? All five.
Andy got all five. Brian got...
Jeez. I have six. Same again?
You got all five. Georgia was not on there.
Oh, okay. But
you,
okay,
I told you, whatever you name, I'll give you five for the name.
Okay. My bad.
I mean, you name an extra one.
Should have rattled off as many states as possible.
You really should have.
I'm an idiot.
Get a little sensitive.
Well, I mean, yeah. I should have listed like 13 and hope for the best.
I'd said that beforehand.
Yeah, I know.
Yep.
All the colonies.
Strategery.
All right, guys. That's after eight questions. Can we get a score check from you, Nick?
Sure. How many points did you get on the last one, B?
You got five.
I got five.
Oh, you did get all five? Yeah. I didn't give you your points yet. Three, four.
We've been putting Nick to the scoreboard test. Yes. Lately, haven't we?
Oh, wait. You should have one more. All right. Yeah, so, wait a minute. Yeah. After eight, I have 10. Brian has 11. And let's see. Andy's got 16. Doc, you have 17. Ooh, that seem right?
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, he's up by one. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Oof.
Two questions left. They're only 1 point each. So some people are out of it. It just looks like it's a race between two.
You randomly guessed
one more point.
Slightly
one
closer.
One more point.
Loser.
What is the lowest point on Earth, land-wise, on land?
Measure or the place?
The place. I want the place. The lowest point on Earth. Based on sea level, not on land. I mean, on land. Scotty?
Educated guess.
Aren't they all with you, though?
Sure.
Nice. Really buttering them up.
It's the opposite of a Nick guess. It's called an educated guess.
Kicking a man while he's down.
That's right.
This is kick a brother in the ding ding day.
Right.
You don't like to go hundo, though.
I can't go hundo on this one. Yeah.
No, I mean in general.
Oh, yeah, because it just, you're a hedge, you never know. Yeah.
All right, you guys got an answer?
Sure.
Let's reveal. Scott has Death Valley, Nick has the Grand Canyon, Andy has Death Valley, and Brian has Devil's Foot. Bell, Mississippi?
Yep.
I like it.
We do not have a correct answer.
Yeah.
The correct answer is the Dead Sea.
I was not thinking.
It is 1,412 feet below sea level.
Wow.
Which doesn't make sense to me, but topography topography dictates that.
No, that is a weird.
So that's the deepest part. I'm trying to.
It's the lowest point on land.
But it's not on land.
Recognize.
It's underwater.
Well, the banks of it, not the depth of the sea.
The banks of the death of, no. Of
the Dead Sea.
The Dead Sea are 1,400
feet
below. The, holy smokes.
Well, yeah, I mean,
that's,
you figured,
my mind.
You figured topography, you know, parts of the country go up.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. And it's dead because of its salinity, which
that's where
evaporation,
can,
blah, 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 all that.
You
I get
float,
it.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's, so, yeah. Yeah, it's buoyant, neutrally buoyant.
Nick's buoyant. Eating those cake donuts.
His The donut float.
Oh man, Doc's entertaining himself. Must be bored.
Dead Sea is it borders Jordan, Israel, and the West Bank. It's 1,412 feet below sea level. It's one of the saltiest bodies of water on Earth. Like you said, you can just float in it. You just lay down because the salinity is so high. It keeps you up. But yeah, that's all the facts I got on the Dead Sea.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anybody done a salt float, like what do they call those? Some chamber, deprivation chamber?
Yes. Yeah. Sensor deprivation chamber.
That's right.
No.
I don't know. No. I'm into it.
Dad been there?
I think he got in the Dead Sea.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All
right. Question number 10, guys. This is where all the apples and bananas are. How many countries are there in the world?
Knew it was coming.
We've had this question before.
Yeah.
And it is recognized. We decided it then.
And it's got to be dead on.
Yes. This one has to be dead on.
No, I'm feeling good,
just
Andy.
Because.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Unless you paid attention.
I don't hate my answer, but I'm not great. Yeah. We'll see, I guess. I'm not changing it.
I had a number in my head.
Okay. You're not going to write it down?
No.
Okay.
If I got it, I'll give myself a
point. Well, then you have to reveal first.
Okay.
Because I don't want you to see theirs and then.
Oh, no. Come on. I'm not going to win. It's not that big of a deal to get the point.
All right, go ahead and reveal, guys.
I'd put 171.
Scott has 142. Nick has
171.
71. Andy has 293. Brian has 292.
Wow.
There are no correct answers. Mm-hmm. The correct answer is 195.
Oh, wow. I wasn't close.
What's the difference?
We discussed that before. I thought that would be a number that would stick.
Yeah.
Right.
I got to believe it's changing, and I think we talked about this when we did it, that it's changing on a semi-regular basis.
Yeah, it does at some points, but yeah.
Political boundaries.
195 sovereign states, nations in the world. 193 of those are members of the United Nations. The only two that are not are the Vatican City and the state of Palestine. Obviously, there are other countries that are not recognized because of disputes, land disputes, you know, recognized, whatever. Taiwan, Kosovo, Cook Islands being a few examples, but so that's the gist of the numbers, geography, and going back on some questions that we had. So can we get a score check?
Yeah. See who. So I was trying to channel the scene from that show Newsroom. Jeff Bridges on the stage, and he says something like 100 and whatever sovereign countries.
Yep. Clip.
And I thought he said it was in the 170s, so I was just trying to frame it. All right, so to finish it off, I ended with 10. Brian, you had 11. Andy, you had 16. Doc ended with 17.
Wipe that smug look off your face over there.
I just like the anger in your eyes.
Just frustrated because the answer that you got better than me was a rando guess.
That's true.
And that is a jagged pill to swallow. Right. To say that.
Well, I knew it was taller than Mount Everest.
Yeah. No.
Or deeper than Mount Everest.
Yeah, there you go. It wasn't deeper than it was tall.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Scott.
Yeah. Good job, Doc.
Thanks
Good
for job, playing.
Scott. Any closer?
No, that's anyway, pretty much all I got.
Finish it out. I like that trivia. Numbers are my jam, you know that. And random geography always makes Nick squirm. So that's another favorite.
So very bad.
Very random.
That's right.
But somehow he remembers Prime Meridian.
I really would love to know why that is in
I'm
there.
I'm just Kaiser Sozane, you guys. You have no idea what I'm doing.
You waited too long.
He's waiting until season 5 and right. He's going to strike. All right. Well, thank you, Kelly. Yes, congratulations, Doctor, on your victory. We haven't had a stats update in quite a long time. I imagine, what are we, in the 80s? Hey, Pro-Am, you got a number on us on the episode?
I do.
Probably like 87? I'm sorry to step on you.
34 plus 52.
86. All right. So we'll get a full stat compilation at episode 100.
Yeah, right around we'll throw the corner. A party for 100.
Yeah, that's super cool. We got to think of something fun to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, thanks again, guys. That's going to do it for this episode of the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget, subscribe, leave us a review, and drop that voicemail out there. I really want that voicemail. We'll see you next time with more trivia and more fun. Until then, keep your brain sharp. Those bellies laugh.
Dude, that is a fantastic shirt.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. You can get one yourself. You didn't know this?
No, I didn't. Where do you get that?
We got a merch store. You can find the link on our website. We partnered with Warrior Logo Wear, a veteran-owned custom apparel shop, and they've created a whole store for us. Doc, didn't you use this for your daughter's soccer team?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because they have no minimum order. So if I just need to buy a couple shirts, don't have to worry. It's not going to cost me anything extra.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Check them out yourself. You got a small business like we do or a sports program, you want some custom apparel, check out warriorlogowear.com, and they'll get you all hooked up.